This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It happens a lot when we cycle. We sometimes cycle to the left of a car, usually, but sometimes when the car stops to park or to drop off a passenger, we have to go to the right of the car, if you get what I mean. And then if it's like a taxi or an Uber, they don't check and they just open the door and they could hit one of us. I've seen one of my friends getting hit before. So I'd say in terms of awareness for passengers, especially those who don't own their own car, to look back before they open the door, because we might crash into one of those doors because we can't stop.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. Our next story is one that's had DBKL going around in circles this weekend. It's all about cycling.
Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
We all do.
That's right. If you've noticed, in and around KL, you would see these blue lanes next to where you're likely driving. And these are our brand new bicycle lanes.
Yep, that's right. But they've received a bit of public backlash, I believe. So DBKL is going to have to decide on the changes that will be made to this brand new bicycle route, particularly with the use pertaining to the use of rubber bicycle lane dividers. I think they were removed on the 22nd of January because of this backlash.
Yes, correct. I was driving around KL this weekend, Caroline, and so just around the KLCC area, one of the complaints that I guess I had with the bicycle lanes is that they often disappear into the sidewalk.
Oh.
So where people used to once walk, pedestrians, those areas, especially around the KL Convention Centre area, has now become a bicycle lane.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that leaves pedestrians.
Well, apparently, according to reports today, the big issue, the problem rather, is that some of the roads and pedestrian walkways in the city are pretty narrow, especially the two-lane roads. So therefore, the mayors say that we have to cater to this and make do with what we can, you know. So, I mean, they were always narrow to begin with.
Yes, they were.
In fact, as you know, he inherited a lemon, not easy to work with for sure. And naturally, you know, when one has lemons, what do? Right, you slap on bicycle lanes. That's what you do.
And use them to make lemonade.
That's right.
Now, another one of the issues that has been raised with regards to these bicycle lanes is the lack of civic mindedness of road users, as we well know. Mm-hmm. Cars, of course, park on the blue bicycle lanes. So BFM's news team actually spoke to KL Mayor Tan Sri Amin Nordin, and he talked about the efforts to ensure that road users follow rules and not misuse the designated tracks. Mm.
The three elements, one is education, the other one is enforcement, the other one is also to engage the public in order to, you know, educate them. The bicycle lane is just for bicycle. We have started our enforcement already. We have clamped a few cars already, in fact. But, you know, it will take time for people of Kuala Lumpur to really understand, to respect. The problem with us is they don't respect the law and then don't fear the law. That's the issue.
Right. Now we have on the line Jeffrey Lim, who's the coordinator of Cycling Kuala Lumpur Bicycle Map Project. Now, they are an independent initiative to map out bicycle routes in KL, and their incredible mapping work actually took over 5 years worth of effort. It was used by DBKL to design bicycle lanes throughout the city. So, Jeffrey, thank you very much for joining us. So, you've been involved in consultations to design the current bicycle routes. Have you tried them yourself? And perhaps have you encountered difficulties such as, you know, cars parked on these designated lanes?
Yes, I have encountered parked vehicles or illegally parked vehicles on the lane. I think it's a pandemic that KL has. I did a report last year, and we found that 83%, 82% of KL is actually encroached by illegally parked vehicles, not only on the road, but also on pedestrian paths. So it's a very rampant issue. I think it's overwhelming for the city to overcome. It's a user behavior issue, and unfortunately, we've grown accustomed to that. Mm.
So when it comes to these bicycle lanes, it's easy to imagine that encroaching into the designated lanes really endangers cyclists. So why do you think people still misuse it? Is it a lack of awareness that, you know, these lanes are for bicycles only?
Well, the thing is, the lanes have traffic markings very clearly marked. They have a wide continuous line, which means that vehicles are not supposed to cross that line. It's also been painted bright blue. and in its entirety. So 1.5 meter width, it's been painted blue in its entirety. And that's usually not normal practice, but the city has decided to do that to bring up a lot of awareness. And also they put up a lot of signs, a lot of pictures, and demarcation of cycling lane. I think only thing is that people are much more ignorant than we thought they would be. And probably there has to be much more effort to address these issues.
Yeah, I mean, we can't even use toilets without instructions here. But you've mentioned before, right, that these lanes can be used and that they're not just for cyclists, right? So pedestrians, people using wheelchairs, etc. You know, we can use those lanes. Is there anything that can be done to make it safer for people using different modes of transport on these lanes?
Yeah, so the blue lanes have started to create some sort of visible idea that there are other road users on the road other than vehicular traffic. So it does create some sort of hierarchy. Of course, right on top of the hierarchy is people with different abilities, people on wheelchairs, people on walking stick, people who have different forms of accessibility, people who are blind and so on and so forth. And then only followed by people who walk. And then after that comes with people who use human-powered vehicles. That means it's by mopeds or by bicycle. So there's sort of a certain hierarchy in this. And usually the vehicle, the private user vehicle, is right at the bottom of that. So it's actually taught in Undang-Undang that we have to actually yield to pedestrians. So there are a lot of traffic calming, and then it's the way they build the environment. So there's more emphasis on creating safer space for people in this hierarchy.
Yeah, time to revise that bit from Undang-Undang, everyone. Jeffrey, do you think it's easy to convince more city folk to switch to cycling instead as a mode of transport?
This is a challenging thing because recently there was a baseline study done by UTM, and they found that out of, I think, 10,000 people they surveyed, only 10% of people walk. And less than 0.1% people cycle. This is people in Greater KL. And they asked them, what would you take if to make you walk? And 40% of them said, we need sheltered walkways. And that's 40%. And 70% said they would walk, it was air conditioned. So this is actually over-design or over-protection. I think people's mindset has to change. So apart from that, challenges of changing people's mindset is to know all you need is simple solutions. All you need is an umbrella. All you need is changing your lifestyle a bit to include cycling into your lifestyle. So that is the jump that people have to make. And I can tell you that out of all the cyclists that are in this project that have already been involved, they see the benefit not only from the health point of view, but also from their time and their well-being and their mentality. So it goes to prove that actually it's not only just about getting from A to B, but it's actually a change in your lifestyle and introducing something positive in life.
Yeah, well, okay, so 70% of respondents saying that they need air-conditioned walkways. I mean, that's not really surprising, right?
I can believe that.
It's so Malaysian, right?
Yeah.
That's right. It's so Malaysian. I wouldn't say Malaysian. Like, it's just that we're so spoiled by this environment and we think that everything has to be this comfort, you know? But you don't understand that before this, we never had cars. We never had air condition. We never had motorbikes. All of us had to walk and all of us had to cycle in this weather. And we found a way around it. So we somehow became, we built a huge comfort zone around ourselves.
You know, Jeffrey, thank you very much for sharing those insights with us, as well as that interesting statistic. That was Jeffrey Lim, coordinator of Cycling Kuala Lumpur Bicycle Map Project. We want to hear from you. What would it take for you to walk or cycle in the city? And, you know, what feedback you have on these new bicycle lanes? Call us on 03-77-109-000. You can WhatsApp us on 01-8789-8899. And, of course, you can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Umbrellas are well and good, Caroline, but unless I spin that umbrella really fast, it's not going to give me like the cooling I need.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
You're absolutely right.
I'm just saying.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.